Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome all of you from the Blog Talk. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Join us, amen, as we give God praise and we lift up prayers unto Him. Now, I do want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning and let you tell of your ministry. Want to call at least three or four people. Want to see what your ministry is. Down there in Alabama, I want to go to you in just a moment, Sister Ernestine Johnson. And then I want to go to you, I believe, Sister LaTanya Williams, tell your ministry. Then I want to go to Chicago, Ernestine Riley. I want you to tell your ministry. Get ready. I'm going to call you in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you. God, you're so ultra awesome. Thank you. God, thank you. Thank you for this morning, how you woke us up and started us on our way. Thank you for the praises that are going up to you, Lord. And thank you, God, when we think of the goodness, your goodness, and all you've done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for great health, great strength. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness and kindness, and thank you for your grace and mercy. Oh, God, thank you for forgiveness for all sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Thank you, oh, God, for life. So many things to thank you for. Thank you for our family. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your protecting hand. Thank you for a good day. Thank you, Lord, for turning things around. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your peace and joy. So many things, but we just appreciate you for everything that you have done for us. Be with us today, Lord, and let the prayer line be a mighty, mighty miracle in the life of somebody. Bring forth miracles like we've never seen in 2015. He spoke to me, I believe it was last Sunday morning or the Sunday before last, and said that you were going to make me debt-free. I'm asking you to remember many of these precious people on this line. And you can do it for me, Lord. You can do it for them. And I'm going to ask you to remember many of them on the line and make them debt-free in the name of Jesus. Heal people who are sick. Oh, God. Bring it forth, heal their bodies in Jesus' name. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now we thank you for all things and appreciate you. Oh, and give you the glory, all the adoration, all the praise. It belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Glory. Thank you. Yeah. Now, Lord, we look to you today and we give you the glory and all the adoration. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you this morning everywhere. It's a wonderful day to give God praise. And good morning to all of you. Good morning. Are y'all awake? Amen. Goodbye. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. Good morning,
good morning.
Yeah, God bless you. And I know y'all wouldn't speak to me if you wouldn't speak to God. I know you're going to speak to the Lord. That's what I'm trying to say. Just say, good morning, Lord. He's in the room. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
I believe he loves your praise and he waits to get your praise. What are you going to do this morning? Are you going to give him the praise? Because he's waiting to hear your praise. Let's praise him according to the word of God that says we're created for praise. When I say praise check, that's the time to come on in. Let me just address to somebody on the line. You're right by the phone. You're doing something by the phone. It's been echoed all across the line. Amen. Please check that for us and push *6. We'll mute your line and you won't disturb anybody. You can have a good time. And whatever you want to do. Amen. *6. God bless you. Let's give God praise this morning for about a minute. Let's pray right now. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Say something to you. I appreciate you all being with us and on yesterday. Sometimes we'll be having the convention. We'll be having people come, radio stations and things like that. I'll say this openly because I believe it. I believe that as we lead the new awakening, I believe that some television or somebody, a news reporter, somebody's going to they're going to get this new awakening and we'll be interviewed. It may be 2020. It may be some nationwide news broadcasting broadcasters. But I want you to be trained. And that is, since we're leading the new awakening and thank you originated from this prayer line. And your chief and master, I was on my way from Florida back to Texas, and God gave me that. But I want you to demonstrate it. People will be looking for you to demonstrate it since it originated here. So when I start saying thank you like that on the prayer line, I'm looking for you all to jump in and join me. Amen. It's very, very, very important in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to ask you to check your line a while ago. And I can pinpoint that and tell you where it's coming from. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But just do like I ask you to do. Check your line and put your line on mute if you know you're making noise on your line. God bless you. But when we go on radio and people coming to us from different cities, et cetera, you want to do what this line is all about. Amen. Join us. Don't try to embarrass us. Some people get jealous and want you to look good, et cetera. I realize that the enemy is everywhere trying to snatch everything that makes you look good, trying to snatch everything that makes you happy. I know that's the Satan, and I know that many of you don't want to be used by the devil. So let's exemplify what God is doing on the line, especially when we have guests. Amen. That's not a time to be silent. That's the time to demonstrate what God is doing on the line. We love you. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I have to do some things according to Scripture. He told me to reprove too, not only to exhort, but to reprove. And so I'd like you all to catch that and do that. Bless you real good. We'll open up the wisdom seminar this morning. Amen. Want you to tell of your ministry and what God has done for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to know. Amen. I call those three names, Father. Go why don't you jump in there and tell us who you are and tell us your ministry. I know you got something that you do for the Lord. Amen. God's not just going to save you for you. He saves you to be a blessing to others. So the line is open to you. Amen. Give us your ministry and tell us how the Lord needs you and what you're doing for the Lord, what it consists of. All right. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, God bless you, Chief Ambassador. This is Evangelist Latanya Williams. How are you today, sir?
Doing tremendous, tremendous.
That's good. Amen. And God bless everybody on the line this morning. God bless Ambassador Lady Betty and Mother Johnson, Ambassador Mother Johnson. Amen. I just give God all the glory for waking me up this morning. Amen. And starting me on my way. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, God has always used me in ministry as far as prayer. He uses me in prayer, healing, and deliverance. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so that's how God uses me. Also to go in the community and feed the homeless. And that's a passion of mine that he's given me many years ago. And, excuse me, not just to feed the homeless, but also clothe the homeless. Amen. And and house the homeless. Amen. Did have a ministry, actually started in Wisconsin, Transitional Living Home for Women and Children. Amen. And I carried on that passion that God had given me. And I still have a desire to do that. Amen. He also always had me on a prayer line praying for people. I do have a prayer line every Thursday night. And I've been doing that for many, many years. But it actually started back in 98, just two or three people. Just we would call on the phone and do a three-way call. And, you know, different ones would just call and desire prayer. So in the midst of prayer, we pray, you know, for whatever their need is, and we believe God for the healing or the deliverance or whatever the case was. Amen. And God is always faithful. He's faithful. Amen. So that is my ministry. And wherever he has me to go, it is, it's not just in one location. I mean, wherever God sends me, I go where he sent me. And whenever he calls me to preach, I'll go and preach or evangelize in that area or whatever God had me to do. I'm open for what God has me to do. Amen. And that's what I do. God bless you.
My. That's wonderful. Amen. I know a lot of people are being blessed. A lot of people are being touched. And we appreciate what God is doing through you. Amen. There are two others I want to hear from. I call your name. Jump in there and let us hear about your ministry. What do you do for the Lord? Line up over to you.
This is Ernestine Johnson. This is Ernestine Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. My ministry, I used to do the nursing home because there are so many who just need someone to say a kind word, read to them, pray for them, and thank God first for you, Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson, Lady Ambassador Lady Betty, all of the ambassadors on the prayer line who has been such a blessing in our lives. And I just thank God for everything that he does. But then after that, in my ministry, I work with the children. And I know Jesus loved the little children, and we have to be examples for the children and try to help them to see God's way so that they can be wonderful in our society and to teach others about God. And I work with the children with the little music and choir, and I just thank God. I just thank God. When I was walking better, I could go get around like I wanted to, like I said, with the nursing home. But I just thank God for the ministry. I enjoy doing what all I can do, and I just give God the glory. And we just thank you all for all you all do with the ministry on the prayer line. And I just thank God. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. And Sister Ronnie, are you there?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and give us
yeah.
what God is doing through your ministry. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. I do apologize, I was on mute. But the ministry I believe that God has given me is I go into the nursing home twice a month. There we minister, most time twice a month. There we minister to the people in word. We pray with them. We encourage them. We sing to them. We also have praise or testimony service. And we always invite them to rededicate their lives to the Lord. And for the ones that have not, we give them an invitation to the Lord. Also, weekly, I minister at the hospital. There we just basically the same thing. We encourage the people to let them know that although they may be facing challenges at the time, that God yet loves them. We give Bibles out. We pass out religious tracts. Sometimes we have to even minister to bereaved families at the time. I also go into the jail. The jail ministry is right now with the 17 to 35-year-olds. It's called boot camp. There we talk to the young men. We give them the word of God. We try and encourage them not to go back out and once they're released, not to go back out into the streets and hang with their friends and do the things that they were doing before. Of course, we always, again, give them the word of God. We give them an invitation to turn their lives around. And now, for the last thing, we're getting back into the jail ministry. I have ministered with the women's prison. I've also ministered with the regular jail ministry. And that has been on hold for a while, but now we're getting started back with that. And the last thing I believe that the Lord gives me is I deal with a lot of young women, and I just, whatever issues they are facing, I try and give them the best biblical advice that I can. And I believe that's what God has given me to do. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank God for you. My Lord. The Lord certainly is using you all for the glory of God, and I applaud you. I mean, the things that you're doing are helping the church. What am I doing here this morning? I'm trying my best to encourage those across the world to know that the Lord can use them in a wonderful way to touch the lives of people everywhere. Amen. And God is using these. They have ministries. When you get saved, you want to get busy for the Lord. Amen. There's so much to do. And as I said a while ago, God saved you for others. He wants to use you for his glory. And we sit on the youth prayer line, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Don't be idle. Get busy for the Lord. And then we've had people come to Amazing Grace, and they got busy. Some of them came in working, amen, doing things. And what a wonderful blessing when people come in working. Just a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And I want to encourage you, when you get accept Jesus Christ, come in working. And those who have been saved for years, and you ought to be doing a lot for the Lord. Amen, a lot for the Lord. God will use you for his glory. Amen. Jumped in my mind, I guess God wants me to mention it to the people. Just 1 year alone, I rented 46 convention centers across America. Went there and won close to 12,000 people to Christ. Amen. And then another year, I went to India and had a concert and had 12,600 Hindus come to Jesus Christ. See, God saves us to save others. And you want to get busy doing things for the Lord. Your ministry might be to be a pew encourager. You're right in the pew, and you're constantly encouraging the pastor by saying amen as he preaches, and you know, saying other things that encourages the preacher, amen. We try to have a preaching station at Amazing Grace, and I appreciate people. In fact, I told him the other day I preached this funeral, and I told him, I said, I want you to know something personal about Bernard Johnson, and that is that when people don't say amen, my message gets longer, amen. Of course, there was one man who jumped up and said, amen, amen. But there are all kinds of ministries that help, amen. You can just be in the pew, and when God moves on your spirit, I mean, somebody might be having a birthday, and you might want to buy a cake and have a cake and punch just to celebrate that person. So many things you can do as ministries to the people. One of the things I do as a minister, sometimes when people and the Lord moves on my heart, I'm trying to shake something in the hands of people. A lot of times you find out they don't have food or something. And I give it to Ambassador Lady Betty and have her shake it in their hands or whatever. But try to get a blessing to people, because people in this day and time are going through. I mean, they're going through in big numbers. They're going through. It's very, very difficult in this day and time. So anything we can do to help minister to people, it ought to be a part of your life to want to help. Jesus was so compassionate. He healed everybody in that crowd when the Bible says all of them were healed. He healed everyone. He was so compassionate. Didn't leave anybody out. Wanted to let people know that he loved them and that he forgave them of all sin and healed them. Amen. It's very, very important. God bless you. Is there anybody else who wants to tell of your ministry? If so, the line is open to you. I'll wait just a moment. Or just jump in right now if you want to tell of what God is doing in your ministry. Amen. All right. God bless all of you. Hope that helped you there, wherever you are, in Africa, India, or wherever. God bless you. I want to just get a couple praise reports, and then I'll get prayer. I was going to preach this morning. I want to, if I get time, I'll still take maybe 10 minutes and preach this message. I want you to hear this message. It's called Stop Crawling. That's what it's called. Stop Crawling. Amen. I want you to hear it. Amen. This is Friday, my day, and I want to preach this message to you. Stop crawling. All right, give me a couple praise reports as I prepare. All right. Anybody have a praise report? Jump in there. Who can get those praise reports just for us? Thank you. Come on, saints of God. The Lord, I know, has done something for you. Give me a couple praise reports. Y'all ought to be jumping in there now. Amen. Come off of mute and tell them the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you. All right? Who has the first praise report?
Yeah. Good morning again. This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, God. And not only waking me up, but he allowed me to get up, and I thank him for that. I just want to say good morning to all the saints and to all the ones that's on the prayer line this morning. I just want to give this quick praise report. In 2013, I was having double vision. My vision was distorted, and I had to stop driving. And I was diagnosed with I had a stroke to the sixth nerve in my left eye, and therefore it was affecting, of course, both eyes. The doctor told me there was nothing that they could do, that the body just had to heal itself. and he gave me a prognosis of probably 6 months to a year. Well, it didn't quite happen that way. But I just want to say this year, the Lord allowed me to start back driving, and I was able to, the first night I drove, we were having a revival at our church, and I wanted to go, and the Lord allowed me to drive, and there was no distortion because the cars were seeming like they were coming from the left to the right, and I had no problem with that, and I just thank God because I'm driving again.
Thank God for you, and we do rejoice with you. Amen, and thank God for what he did. That's a miracle. Thank God. All right, somebody else, one more with the praise report. Tell them the goodness of Jesus. Come on, one more with the praise report.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Don.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area
516.
I'm just giving God all the glory. He woke me up. He allowed me to see another day. My daughter made the honor roll for this third marking period, and yesterday morning I was able to meet with a few of her teachers. Nothing but great news, and I'm thanking God. And because of God, that's why she's on the right path. You know, the word says, train a child in the training that they shall go. They will not depart from you. So to God be the glory, and have a beautiful Mother's Day to all the mothers. Mother Johnson, I love you, and all the mothers that's on the call, and everyone. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you, and thank you so much for that. We're going to get to our prayer request in just a few minutes. I believe the Lord wants me to share this with you. 1 Peter 2, verses 2 through 4. 1 Peter 2, the second chapter, verses 2 through 4. It says, as newborn babies, newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Thank you, Jesus. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it ye may grow up in your salvation. Amen. Verse 3, Peter 2 and 3. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, this is in the NIV, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then Isaiah 40:31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall run, not crawl. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk, not crawl, and not faint. You know, I'm concerned about people everywhere. And I see so many living beneath their privilege. And they have blessings all around them, just waiting for them. But the enemy has you know, you've done that over and over again. You ought not be crawling anymore. You should have grown up by now to anticipate it and be waiting for the praise because your crawling days are over. And our text says, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And that tells us that Christians that are still on milk are baby saints. Yeah, crawling like a baby. You need to grow up. Yeah, you need to grow up and become a mature saint. You can't drink milk all the time, have babies feeding you. You got to grow up. We've been telling you about the convention, and then some of y'all will call me and ask me, what is that number to call? We've given it to you 15 times. Grow up. Stop crawling. Become a mature saint. Amen. I never will forget there was an experiment done by some doctors, and they wanted to see the difference between the babies. And so they said the closest animal that we can study to a baby is a baby monkey. So they got several baby monkeys, put them in this cage, a large cage, so they could study them. And they noticed that these were infants. They began just like little children. They began to crawl. After a certain period of time, they were on their knees crawling around the cage. And they had bars around the cage where they could pull themselves up. Finally, they start pulling themselves up. And they noticed one thing, that when the baby's bones got strong enough for them to start to get up off their knees and start pulling up, that if their bones were strong enough and they stayed on their knees and kept crawling, they noticed that it caused an inferior type attitude or characteristic or personality in that baby monkey. They felt inferior. And as I put a spiritual sense on this thing here, when your bones in Christ become strong enough for you to get up off your knees and stop crawling, when you don't get up off your knees and stop crawling, it causes you inferior faith. Yeah, your faith is lessened because you don't have enough faith to move when it says move, and you stay on your knees rather than to get up. Stop crawling. Get up. Your bones are matured enough, and you have enough faith inside of you to believe God. Some of you, when it comes to healing, you are still crawling. I said this to you the other day. Amen. That you got the Holy Ghost. Jesus died and sent the Holy Ghost back. Where is the Holy Ghost? It's not there. The Holy Ghost is inside of you. It lives in you. It helps you walk right, talk right, do right, be right, give right, be right. See, since the Holy Ghost is in you, healing virtue comes with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is healing too. And you got enough healing on the inside of you to cause that reaction in your body to heal your body. Amen. Just release the faith to believe the Lord, because Jesus and the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ. When Jesus was on this earth, before he healed people, usually, unless he saw the faith, he asked them, "Do you believe?" Which meant that he wanted them to believe in him. And when they say, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest," and they did believe, boom, instantly the healing virtue was released inside of them, and they were healed. See, you gotta grow up, amen. Every little thing shouldn't make you go to your knees, and every little thing shouldn't buckle your knees. When every little thing bothers you, crawling, amen. When you can speak in tongues so well, and you can't speak in English to other people to say hello, you're crawling. Yeah. Every little test shouldn't make you cry. The devil got you crying all the time because you're going through a test. Grow up and stop crawling. You shouldn't fail every test. Should be passing every test. And the test that you fail, come back around and pass it the next time. Every little rejection shouldn't put you in depression. They rejected you in that house, went to crying, still sorrowful about it. You don't know what may have been with that house. God may have let that rejection be for your protection. You may have found out later on that the house that you were rejected from, they had termites all down in the basement. The Lord let you be blessed by rejecting it, and you've been crying ever since. Grow up. That car you didn't get because you said, "I didn't have enough credit, and I looked for the Lord to give it to you." You may not have had enough money to pay the payment every month. You'd be in so much debt, you can't hardly see straight. You can't pay your tithes. You can't do nothing. Grow up. That apartment, You've been crying. You didn't get that. I wanted this. I wanted that. Yeah, grow up. That position that they rejected you from, grow up. It may not have been for you. You may have been under so much stress until you may have lost your mind. You got to grow up. Stop crawling. Don't let everything bother you so badly. And the enemy trying to keep you crying. From now on, the enemy is going to try to, you know, keep you on your knees, crawling. Your bones have matured enough for you to get up. They that wait upon the Lord, you've been waiting on him. Their strength is renewed. They shall run and not be weary, not crawl. They shall walk and not faint. Get yourself together and start telling the devil, you a liar. I'm tired of crawling. I'm not going to crawl. As of this day, my crawling days are over. I'm drinking the sincere milk of the Lord. I drank that. Now it's time for me to start eating real food and become a real Christian. I got to feast on some T-bone steak now. The Word of God. Yeah. As you go along every day, that Word of God will stop you from crawling. Yeah. You say, well, I don't have no peace. My mind is so confused. I don't have no. God is not the author of confusion. That's right in the Word of God. But a peace that stops you from crawling. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind in perfect peace. That stops you from crawling. I'm looked to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. Stop crawling. That helps you. That's eating T-bone steak. Yeah. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That helps you to stop crawling. That's steak. Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's eating steak. Get in the Word of God and let the Word get in your heart. Stop drinking the milk, but get that steak and eat the steak. Stop crawling. Making confessions unto the Lord. I'm more than a conqueror. That helps you stop crawling. I can do all things. Stop crawling. My strength is made perfect in weakness. I'm looking to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. That helps you. And although I am going through a test and I'm going through a trial and tribulation, I'm going to be like Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I got to stop crawling. When do you have all the solutions? You don't have them. God has them for you. Look to him. He'll help you stop crawling. You know, see, when your life is on hold, when you are going through a time of testing, when you are depleted and so empty that you wonder where God is, when your stomach is in all knots and you just can't seem to get it together, when you have pressures on the outside and frustrations all on the inside, listen, you got to stop crawling. Grow up, amen. I could keep on going here, but I think you got my message. You are victorious. You are already, you have the victory already. Yeah, it's time for you. Your bones have matured. Get up off your knees. Because the longer you're crawling, the more it will decrease your faith, make you inferior. Get up. Start walking. Start running. Make these suggestions to your even your mind. I will survive. I'm going to make it. It's not over for me. I'm just beginning. It's going to be all right. You're coming out of this thing with your hands up because you are a winner. You are successful. You will prosper. Tell the devil, I am blessed. I am triumphant. You are an overcomer. You will conquer that thing no matter how big it may seem to be. The victory is in your hand. Stop crawling. Yeah. Stop crawling. Stop crawling. God bless you. I can go on, but you got it. I want to get a few prayers today, but you got to learn to stop crawling. Amen. Get up. Your bones are mature enough to walk. Walk. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Stop crawling. Yeah, the Lord has blessed you. No need of you crawling any longer. Amen. You're a mature saint. Amen. I ask you for a praise report. I've been doing this all these years, asking you for a praise report. You ought to come on the line and stop crawling and have a praise report ready and be waiting on me sometimes. Amen. If I don't ask you that day, then a mature saint would say, well, he didn't get me today. I'm going to be back tomorrow with that praise report. I'm waiting. Amen. Stop crawling. And I could say other things, not trying to reprimand you. I'm trying to get you to stop crawling. You got to eat steaks sometimes. Get up and let the Lord use you. Because, see, when you crawl, when you should be walking or running and you're crawling, it somehow affects others who watch you. You do know people, many times you're leading other people around you. And when you're crawling and you should be walking, other people start crawling. See, you don't want to be responsible for leading them into crawling and they should be walking. Amen. God bless you. Stop crawling. God bless all of you today. I do want to open up the prayer line for those who need prayer. If you want prayer, we'll get prayer for you. God will do miracles in your life. Amen. So if you have a prayer request ready, stop crawling. Give it. Amen. You know I do. You know, I said it just a moment ago. You're going to be coming off a mute now. And be ready to give your prayer request. Amen. Stop crawling. The line is open to you. You have a prayer request. Who's the first one?
God bless you, Ambassador Johnson. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I want to place Ambassador Stern on the prayer list this morning. Her brother, Edward Evangelist.
Anybody else?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. It's Jennifer. I'm praying for from Long Island, New York, area code 516. The children are getting ready to do their regents. It's not just for my daughter only, from the 9th and up to the 12th grade. They can pass because they can have all their 42 credits. If they don't pass those regents, they can go to college. So I'm praying not just for my daughter only, for every child that they pass those regents, every subject. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. That's so compassionate. Thank you. Is there one more?
Pray for all the mothers.
Mother Wilson.
Pray for who now, Sister Peterson? You're breaking up.
All the mothers. Okay. Mary's mother, Sunday's mother, they pray for all the mothers.
All right.
This is Mother Wilson, and I'm calling and requesting prayer for the children that getting out of school and going to camp, that the Lord will bless them on their way and bless them while they're there and bless them when they come back. And also continue to pray for me in my unspoken requests. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Now,
Sister Johnson.
Sister Johnson.
Good morning, Saints. I would like to put my husband still on the prayer line, Elder Johnson, as well as my mother, Missionary McNally, and the residents in the nursing home.
Residents in the nursing home.
Residents in the nursing home.
All right. I guess that's enough for request this morning for us to pray. If you have a prayer now, what am I getting ready to do? I asked for those prayer requests. What am I getting ready to do? Some of y'all should anticipate that. You should know what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to ask for prayer for those prayers. Yes.
I will pray for the. Would you like me to pray for half of them or the first four? What would you like me to do?
Just pray for all of them, if you will. That's Evangelist Latanya. Go ahead.
Well, Father God, we just thank you this morning. We just praise your holy name, Father God. We come humble, God, before your throne of grace, God.
thanking you, God, praising you, giving your name all the glory, all the honor. Thanking you, Lord God, for what you're doing even now, Father. Father God, we uplift the prayer list before you, Father God. Father God, I ask you to look on Ambassador Stern's brother, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Evangelist Edward Ellington, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you are a miraculous healer, Lord God, and we're believing, Lord God, you've already done a work. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God. We pray that even as he recovers, Father God, that you touch him, God, from the crown of his head, God, to the soles of his feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, you continue to just keep him covered in your blood, God. Bind the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, Lord God. We thank you for the life, God, that you restored already, Father God. Oh, God, we glorify your holy name, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for him, God. We thank you for him. We thank you for him, God. Use him mightily, God, for your glory, God. Even in this time of rest right now, God. Oh, God, just restore, 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 restore in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give you glory. And Father God, I even pray for his family, God, that you restore their strength, Lord God. I know this has been a challenging time for them, God, but I thank you, Lord God, that you're restoring, God. You're restoring. Hallelujah. We thank you for the miraculous praise report, Lord God. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Josie Johnson, Father God. We ask you to look on her, God. Meet the needs in her life, Lord God, or her family's life, God. In the name of Jesus, meet the needs, God. You know every need concerning the family. Father God, we ask you to meet the needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you right now. We glorify your holy name, God. We ask you to bring comfort, Lord God. And God, we thank you also, God, for Sister Peterson, Father God. Father God, for standing in the gap, God. We ask your will, Lord God, continue to be done in her life, God. Continue to meet the needs, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just ask your will, Lord, be done for both of these families, God. For her body and the family of the Johnsons, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we even pray right now as I take a pause and pray for Chief Ambassador Johnson, Father God, and his family, Father God. I ask you to look on Mother Lady Betty, God, in the name of Jesus, Ambassador Lady Betty, God, and Mother Johnson, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless their family abundantly, Father God. Continue to strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep them strong, God, in the things of you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your healing, God, that you continue to do in an Ambassador Mother Johnson, God. I thank you for the tenacity, God, that you have given that woman of God, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the courage, Lord God, that you have given her the strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Chief Ambassador Johnson. Thank you for that awesome word, Lord God, that you had him preach on this morning, God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that this is the last day we're going to crawl in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the word, Lord God. Continue to replenish the man of God. Continue to meet the needs in his life, God, in his ministry, in his home, in his marriage, God, in the family, God, in the name of Jesus. Even for this up-and-coming convention, Father God. Meet the needs, God. Meet every financial need, God, in the name of Jesus. Let everything flow together, Lord God, as you would have it to flow, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Father God, we pray for Sister Lucille, Lord God, her unspoken request, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on her, Lord God. You know all things, God. Father God, I pray you touch her from the crown of her head. Father God, also, Sister Peterson prayed, Lord God. She's praying for all the mothers, God. Touch all the mothers, Lord God. All the natural mothers, Lord God, as well as the mothers in the ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, mothers from all over the globe, God, in the name of Jesus, meet every need, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Sister Lucille, Lord God. God, you know what that unspoken request is, Lord God. Father God, I ask you to meet her at the point of her need, God, from the top of her head, God, to the soles of her feet. God, bring total deliverance, total healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blood covering upon her home, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for Andrews. I didn't get the other part of it, but I know it was a request of Ambassador Lady Betty. Father God, I pray that the person, God, that she put up before you, all I got was Andrews. Father God, you know who that person is, Father God. I ask that you to meet them at the point of their need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, whatever the need is, God, meet them at the point of their need, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, if it be healing, God, if it be instruction, direction, Lord God. Oh, God, finances, God. Meet the needs, God. Meet the needs, God. Meet the needs, God. Meet the needs, God. You know all things, God. And, Father God, bless the family, God. Bless the family of Andrews, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just thank you right now, and we give your name all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. God, uplift Mother Britt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she stands in the gap for Laura Mosley, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask in the name of Jesus that you meet every need, God. Oh, God, bring forth your healing anointing, God. Oh, God, whatever, anything, God, she's dealing with, God, meet the needs in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. And Mother Britt as well, Lord God, as she stands proxy, Father God, bless her home, God. Bless her finances, God. Bless her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your mighty way, God. You get all the glory out of her life, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for Sister Jennifer, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Continue to bless the woman of God, God, as she stands proxy, Lord God, on behalf of the 9th to 12th grade regents, Lord God, as they prepare for their regents testing, Father God. Father God, we believe in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you equip them, God. Bring the teaching back to their remembrance, Father God. Let them remember what they should remember, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the testing go well, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you for him, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, bless her daughter, God. Bless her daughter. Bless her daughter abundantly, God, even though she wasn't just praying for her daughter, Lord God, but bless her daughter abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. In Jesus' name. Father God, we uplift Mother Wilson right now before you, Lord God. God, she's standing in the gap, God, for the children that are getting out of school and going to camp, Father God. Father God, watch over each and every child, Lord God, as they begin to let out for the summer, Lord God. Keep them safe, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger, God. Bind the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Father God, even let the children be obedient, Lord God, to their parents, Lord God, that they don't run out and get hit by cars. And, oh, God, just... cover the children. Cover the children, God. Keep them safe, Lord God, even as they go to camp, God. Bind all predators. We bind predators in the name of Jesus and sex offenders in the name of Jesus, God. Let the children be watchful and alert as well as the adults. Be watchful and alert over the children, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you for Mother Wilson, Lord God. I thank you for her standing in the gap, Lord God, on behalf of the children, God. And, Father God, I ask you to look on her life, Lord God. Bless her life, Lord God, even the more, God. Bless her health, God. Bless her in her unspoken request, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet the needs in her life, God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your healing anointing, God. From the top of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Father God. And God, we glorify you. We glorify you, God. We thank you for Sister Johnson. Sister Johnson. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for Sister Johnson praying for her husband, Elder Johnson. I believe that's what you said. I believe that's what you said. Right, amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I was trying to read my writing. Sorry about that. Thank you, Jesus. God, we just pray for her husband right now, God. Oh, God, you're a healer. Father God, I even pray that you give him peace, Lord God, even in the midst of indifferences. God, give him peace, Lord God. Give him peace, God. Peace. Peace. the peace that passes all understanding. The peace. Give them peace, God. God, we thank you right now, God, for touching him, God, from the crown of his head, God, to the soles of his feet, God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for this woman of God, Lord God, standing proxy for her husband, God. Father God, bless her, Lord God. Even give her peace as well, God. Bind up all stress. In the name of Jesus. Father God, bless their finances, God. Let your will, God, be done, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I thank you right now, God. God, even as she stand proxy, Lord God, for the residents, Lord God, in the nursing home along with her husband. Father God, meet the needs. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and your care. Thank you for being so mindful of your people, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of prayer, God. And we pray for, amen, we pray for each and every individual that's on this line that had a prayer request and maybe they weren't able to get their prayer request in, God. We ask you to meet them at the point of need. Even as the prayers have went up, Lord God, for different ones, for healing, Father God, we pray that they reach up and grab, Lord God, the healing for themselves, though it may not have been their name, Lord God, but they touched and agreed and believed, Lord God, that healing was for them too. Because, God, you know, respect our persons, God. What you do for one, you will do for another, God. And we thank you right now, God. We give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty holy name we pray. Amen. Chief Ambassador, is it okay if I share something with Sister Peterson real quick?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Sister Peterson, the Lord laid on my heart about a week ago while I was in prayer. You were saying something about your voice. And what God gave me, what is the thing that's hindering your voice is some medication that you're taking. It's a medication that you're taking. It's the side effect.
Okay.
That's what I don't know what medications you on. I don't even know if you're on medication, but if the Lord said it was a medication, then you're on a medication. Amen.
Yeah.
But so whatever. Amen. So I don't know what medications you're taking, but whatever that medication is, you know, just check it out with the doctor because it may be it's a side effect. It's a side effect. That's what's affecting your voice. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chief Ambassador.
Yes, uh-huh.
This is Ambassador Smith. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to walk in the job again. I just wanted to just say thank you on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you just allow me just for 30 seconds just to
right,
say thank
ahead.
You.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Come on, saints, where you are, just lift up your hands.
Yes.
Just lift up your hands. And God, shift the atmosphere. Shift.
Receive it in
Yes, Father God, we thank you for the open doors right now in the name of Jesus for greater work, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for adding to this line daily. We'll see an increase daily willing workers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it, oh God. Hallelujah. Stir it again. At the threshold of wanting to come out. Push and deliver for it to come out in the name of Jesus. And we praise you because we are together. We're standing together. And we glorify you. Glory. We thank you. Hallelujah. Lift up the bowed down heads right now. In the name of Jesus, manifest the finances for this trip to Arkansas. In the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way, oh God. Reach down and grab the faith of everyone, every desire who wants to be a part of what you're doing in this season. Right now, for this assignment, oh God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We bless you. We bless you. And we thank you, Chief. We thank you for the vision. We thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Hallelujah. Keep doing what you're doing, Chief. Keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless all of you and have a blessed day. Because what God promised he will do, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, he promised he's going to do it. Thank you. God, we thank you for a discerning spirit. We thank you for spirits that will carry a pick up a burden in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. And I love all of you as the Lord loves you. And I tell you, in Arkansas, we're waiting for first fruit. Come on. We're doing some things this morning, preparing for you to come. Glory to God. God bless all of you. Our expectation is of a move, mighty move, a miraculous, unmeasurable favor in 2015 like you've never seen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. What a wonderful prayer, and right on time. Now. Thank you for making that decision.
Thank you.
And God be revealed.
Thank you. Through your words,
we just praise God for it. Amen. I got to do two or three things today. I want to say to Ambassador Stern and to Evangelist Gloria Ellington, when I heard of your loss, my heart was grieved with you. And I am praying for you, asking God to really take you through this and to be with you every step of the way. Lord bless you and keep you from my offer. I am saying that we do offer our deepest condolences to you.
Excuse me, Chief. I don't think he passed. He just had a heart attack.
Okay. He had a heart attack. All right. God bless you. Well, that's the name God for restoration then. Amen. Thank God for you. And thank God for sparing his life. Amen. And we believe in the restoration. Thank you so much. I do want to say to all mothers on the line, Happy Mother's Day in advance to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You say this in Jesus' name. All right. Don't forget the convention, June the 11th to the 14th. We're looking for you. In the name of Jesus. In Arkansas, in Jacksonville. I've asked you many times to come. Sometimes we have not because we ask not. We look at our circumstances and we start crawling. Stop crawling. Ask God. God can fix anything. And he may want you to be there. If so, he'll fix it for you. So just simply take the word, ask God. Ask and shall be given. Seek and you'll find, and knocking the door shall be open. I want to find out, before I leave the line today, we're trying to make some arrangements for you. If you're planning on being there and you haven't let us know, I want to get that hotel number to you. And Ambassador Hodges, just take it for a few minutes and see how many plan to come. So we can mention the ones that you don't know about, so we can have in our preparations. Also, we need to find out if you're coming It's like going to somebody's house and they're not expecting you for dinner. They want to know you're coming so they can do some things and set some things in place for you. Amen. Take it for a moment here. I'm Master Hodges. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Chief. And there's so many of you all out there that are planning to come. And I'm going to ask you this time, if you are planning, you're in the final stages of your planning and have made your reservations, or even if you have not made your reservations, but, hey, you're definitely going to be there, I'm going to ask at this time.
You kind of went soft on us there. That's my phone. But talk a little louder.
Okay, those of you that are planning attending the 2015 convention, could you please just call your names out right now so that we...
This line is now on hold. This line is now off hold.
Wilson.
Mother Wilson, thank you. Anyone else?
Ella Wilson is coming too.
All right, thank you. Anyone else?
Evangelist Sharon Darden.
All right, thank you, Evangelist Darden. Come on, Saints. Anybody else going to be there? Can you all hear me?
Yes, I can. We just...
Okay.
All right. If you're making plans to be there, you may not be finalized yet, but you are making plans. We just need to know so we can prepare for you. Amen. Who else on the line? You're making plans to be there. If so... you say, well, I don't know for sure yet, but if you're thinking about it, we want to think about it. Amen. So give us your name. Amen. We know many of you who are going to be there.
Lord, Dr. Johnson, Sister Castile, I'm thinking about it. I got some things to work out.
All right.
Amen.
All right, somebody
else. This is Sister Lucille. Sister Lucille, I'm planning to be there. I got to work some things out, too, with my job.
All right. We understand we're a month
Thank
out.
Thank you.
Some of y'all are planning on it. Who else? Amen. We just want to, it'd be better for us to have you in the number than not have you in the number. Anybody else? All right. Give me an opportunity. All right. God bless you. Amen. We are on time here today. And think about it. Maybe on Monday we'll approach this again. But we're trying
Dr. This is Mother Wilson. I have put my reservation in. I don't know whether I'm in the right slot or not at that hotel, but we're in there, Ella Wilson and myself.
We're going to give you the number again.
Mother Wilson, we do have you. Your slot did go in the right box, and there are others. Perhaps if you didn't get to call your name out online this morning, you can call the 816-425-4894 and let me know that you're coming. Also, call the hotel and book your room if you have not already done so. You may do that by dialing 501-753-8660 and just tell them you need a room with First Fruit.
All right, give the number again, please.
Sure, the number is 501-753-8660.
Okay. I'm just seeing what people are doing in my mind. Give it one more time.
Okay. 501-753-8660.
All right. Thank you so much. And you all got the number there. And if there are questions, amen, call this 816 number. I believe it's 816. What is that? 425?
4894.
4894. 816-425-4894. Okay, God bless you. We're out of time this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. Mothers, have a wonderful Mother's Day. Those who are amazing grace, We're planning some things for you, and may you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We'll meet you back again, here again. Actually, I'm going to have the blog line tonight. I used to not do it every night, but the Lord said, you're thanking me 1,000 times a day. Why don't you, when you thank me on Friday and Saturday and Sunday 1,000 times a day, you can use it for a training time for people all over the world who will be praying how to thank God 1,000 times a day. It's simple, but they need to be trained. Amen. People who have never done that, you know, they just need a simple explanation of how to do it. And that's what we're doing, giving a simple explanation and showing them how we did it the first time it started. And it has spread it all over the world now. I predict that y'all haven't seen nothing. Amen. Amen. You'll see it. Something spectacular is going to happen, and it's going to be spread like wildfire. God bless you. We love you. May you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Keep the thank yous going in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind. Those thank yous make a lot of difference, folks. Amen. God bless you, and God keep you. Let me see if I can do this for you. Amen. My God. Thank God for you. There you go. Have a wonderful day. It's going to be all right. Have a wonderful day. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. It's going to be all right. We'll be all right, whatever it is. Just believe God.
Try to feel it. Everything's gonna be all right. Try to feel it. Everything's gonna be all right.
Have a wonderful weekend. And again, happy Mother's Day to all of you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm leaving the line open here today for any Mother's Day shouts. If you want to send out a Mother's Day shout, the line is open to you. Amen. Want to send out a shout out to Mother Abby Johnson, my mother. God bless you. Amen. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Shout out to all mothers on the prayer line.
Amen. Missionary Hendricks, hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Coming from Missionary Hendricks, 912 area.
Happy Mother's Day,
everybody. This is Sister Lucille.
Amen. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. This is Evangelist LaTanya.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. To Mother Johnson, this is Sister Linda from Utah.
Mother Wilson, happy Mother's Day to all mothers. God bless you and have a happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mother Johnson. I love you.
Who's giving a shout out?
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Charlotte Gray, 816. Mother Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, Jennifer, Sister Sheila, Mother Digby, all the mothers, Mother Peterson, all the mothers on First Fruit.
Love y'all. Have a good day.
Amen.
Anybody else? I bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you, Mr. Hendricks.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Awesome word you preached. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Latanya. Amen. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.